Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Peaceful Mom Talk. Today, we are going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Our pastor recently did a sermon on the fruit of the Spirit, and it inspired me to start a Bible study inside my private Christian Parenting Facebook group. And by the way, anybody listening who would like to join that group, I would love to have you. You can find it on Facebook by searching Jesus, Mommy, and Me. Anyway, over the last several weeks, we have been studying the fruit of the Spirit as it applies to motherhood. Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Wow, I mean, all of these traits, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, these are all things that I desire to be to my children as their mother. But I think that most of the time, I don't always act these ways. I think it's important to think about the way we attain the fruit of the Spirit that we desire. It is by faith through the Holy Spirit. But when we as Christian moms put God on a back burner, we experience what I have officially named the fruit of the mom flesh. And here's how the Mariana version goes of that. But the fruit of the mom flesh is nagging, yelling, annoyance, harshness, manipulation, shaming, and lack of self-control. Ouch. I have no problem admitting that some of these qualities describe my parenting some days. Now, I don't name those qualities to make you feel guilty, because there's absolutely no such thing as the perfect mom. But I do believe that there is hope in Christ. Maybe you're a mom who has blown it time and time again, and you think there's no hope for you to change. Or maybe you have come from a long line of emotional abuse and you feel powerless to break this cycle. Or maybe you feel like you've been momming the same way for so long that there is absolutely no point in even trying to change. But here's the good news for you today. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's not up to you to produce this fruit. In fact, it's not even about you. It's about Christ in you. It's about the Holy Spirit working in our hearts. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is not something that we produce in our lives by following a to-do list. There is absolutely nothing we can accomplish that will magically cause us to be more self-controlled, more patient, or more loving. I don't know about you, but that's a relief to me. I'm actually really glad it isn't up to me, because frankly, that is a lot of pressure. And I'm human. I fail daily. When we experience the gospel and the love that God has so lavished upon us, we cannot help but overflow with that love. We can't do anything by ourselves, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now again, don't get stuck in this place of mom guilt. If you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't embody these fruits of the Spirit, let me remind you. Pastor J.D. Greer, I think he says it the best. He says, for every one look you take at yourself, bemoaning your fruitlessness, then take 10 looks at Christ, boasting in his faithfulness. Don't get stuck in looking at yourself and feeling bad because you're not fruitful. Look at Jesus and say, thank you for being fruitful. Boast in his faithfulness. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Again, it's not by anything we do, but what he does for us. It's not by my own willpower that makes me patient. It's not by my own determination that makes me gentle, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not until we put God first in our life will we be truly changed. In the literal sense, we can't get fruit to grow from an apple tree by coaxing the apple to grow or by fertilizing the bud on the tree. An apple tree produces apples when its roots are healthy and well watered and its leaves are bathed in the sunshine that it needs to grow. In the same way, we need to focus not on the fruit that we desire, but on bathing in the sunshine of the Holy Spirit and watering our soul with the truth of His Word. And when we do this, we can't help but develop the fruit of the Spirit. It just happens naturally. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Last summer, I decided that I wanted to grow my own garden. As a kid, we always had a large garden in the summer, and some of my favorite memories include getting dirty, playing in the dirt, planting these tiny seeds that would grow into some really yummy vegetables. But as an adult, I had never grown my own garden before. So I spent lots of hours researching how to grow a garden. I Googled it. I checked Pinterest for all the tips and tools. I purchased some really expensive organic non-GMO seeds. My dad even came over to our house and he brought his tiller and he tilled the soil. We picked just the right spot in our backyard where the plants would get just the right amount of sun. I even saved up used eggshells because I read that planting seeds with crushed up eggshells would be great for fertilizer. So finally the time had come to plant. The garden bed was ready. The weather was just right, so my family and I planted zucchini, squash, cucumber, corn, and watermelon. We wanted to start small. For weeks, we faithfully watered and fertilized, of course, with non-toxic organic fertilizer. When little reeds began to sprout, we pulled them out. And for weeks, nothing happened. It seemed like all of our hard work was for nothing. But finally, one tiny plant emerged, and then another. And the kids were so excited, but honestly, I think I was even more excited than they were. I even took a photo of our little plant and posted it on social media. I was so proud. Our zucchini plants were the biggest. In the early summer, one beautiful zucchini grew until it was finally time to be harvested. Our squash plants grew a little bit, but then they turned yellow. I tried to save them, but nothing worked. I went on Facebook and asked for help, posting a picture of my yellow plant. What should I do? Nothing helped those poor plants. Our cucumber plants never even emerged from under the ground. I have no idea what happened to them. Our corn did okay, and we were about to harvest them, but squirrels beat us to it. I felt so defeated. After a while, I just gave up on it. We had some tiny watermelons growing, and lots of weeds had also grown up with them. And by the end of the summer, I was not even watering the garden anymore. I stopped fertilizing. I didn't bother pulling weeds anymore. And those tiny watermelons, they never grew any bigger than a golf ball. You see, I had lost my motivation. In the beginning, I was determined to be fruitful. I was so excited. I spent time in the garden every single day. But then I got discouraged by the lack of produce. I got discouraged when thieves took the corn that was mine that I had grown. I got discouraged when things weren't happening as fast as I wanted them to. And so little by little, I stopped spending time in the garden. I stopped pulling the weeds. I stopped watering, and the produce stopped growing. I think sometimes that can happen with us too. We start off really strong. We spend time in God's presence daily. We read His Word. We pray. We meditate on His goodness. We count our blessings. We share the gospel with others. But then we get discouraged because we don't get what we think we want from God. Or we don't see the fruit of the Spirit being produced as quickly as we like. We let thieves come in and steal our joy. We let idols take up residence in our hearts. We get busy with the cares of the world, chasing money, fame, laundry, carpool, or entertainment, and we just don't make time for God anymore. And when we put God on the back burner, our fruit stops growing. Just like my watermelon, something that was designed to grow and become beautiful shrivels up and doesn't get any bigger than a golf ball. If you've been listening to this podcast today and you realize, God, I have put you on the back burner, I've got good news for you. Today is a new day. Today, you can recommit your life to Christ. Don't wait any longer. The Bible says in 1 John 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. When we take a good hard look at how faithful God is, at how He has forgiven us, at how He so loved you that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. When we take some time to really absorb that, the magnitude of that, it changes everything. We realize what really matters. All of this other stuff fades away as Jesus becomes the center and everything else revolves around Him. And then you just can't help but produce the fruit of the Spirit. You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.